This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we have a chance to hear another report from the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting, and we'll be talking with some friends from the Madison County Farm Bureau. Ken Wiesman and Steve Kohler have both served on the board of directors for several years and talked with me about a successful program and an exciting celebration for the county in 2018. Ken, you hold an office on the Madison County Farm Bureau Board and have been a director for several years now.
Yes, I have. Oh, Katie, I've been on the board for over 25 years now. Started out all the way back then and enjoyed every minute of it up till now.
Well, it's great that you've been involved with the organization, and you're a farmer from Madison County, so tell us a little bit about where you live and your farm.
Yep. I farm down between Warden and Prairie Town, two little towns down there out there on the clay hills and creek bottoms, and have all my life.
Family farming operation, or is it just you? Or?
Yeah, it's just a family farming operation. My grandfather and father before me farmed, and I'm carrying on the tradition, I suppose.
And just crops, or do you have any livestock? Or?
No, we raise beef cattle, feed out some of them, and don't raise hogs anymore. Used to raise a lot of hogs, but very few at this time.
Sure. Well, sounds like a good operation. A lot of family farms in Illinois, and I enjoy learning about all of them. So, Ken, we wanted to talk about stuff happening in Madison County, and one thing to visit with you about is the Ag in the Classroom program. You said that's been growing, and it's pretty strong.
Yes, our Ag in the Class program has gone very well, and it seems like our coordinator is adding more classes every year, and her workload gets heavier all the time.
And, of course, in Madison County, you've got the big town of Edwardsville, and that's an urban area, so probably good to get in those schools and talk to some of those kids that might not have a farming background.
No, absolutely. We do have the opportunity in Madison to reach more suburban dwellers than maybe other areas, but I even have grandchildren that enjoy this class now.
Well, great to hear that it's so successful, and I know that's a really important thing to do is get out and educate kids about where their food comes from and about what you're doing on your operation. Another exciting thing to talk about for the county coming up on the 100th anniversary, I'm going to switch now and talk with another board member, Steve Kohler. Steve, you also hold an office on the board and have been involved with Madison County Farm Bureau for a number of years.
Yes, I hold the position of vice president right now. I've been on the board about 8 years.
And tell us a little bit about your background and your farming operation.
My farming operation is roughly 1,000 acres of row crop in Madison County and Greene County, Greenfield, Illinois. I farm my two nephews, Kohler Bros, Inc., and the young boys have grasped the technology.
Well, it's always good to have a number of people. Three heads are better than one, I'd like to think, so you guys can talk about things and adapt new ways to do things, new technology. So I said 100th anniversary for Madison County Farm Bureau. That's an exciting accomplishment.
Oh, it is, definitely. Yeah, I happen to be a third-generation county president. I just stepped down to vice president. I tenured off, but my grandfather and my father was president of the county, and then I got to be president. So the 100th anniversary is kind of special to me personally. And also, it would be held at Highland KC Hall on February 9th, but you know, 100 years is quite a long time, and it's pretty special.
You've probably been able to see a lot of changes, not only on your own farming operation, but being involved with Madison County Farm Bureau, the way you do things, and people on the board, that's all changed over 100 years.
Oh, it has. And right now, we've got some new young guys coming on, so it's kind of exciting getting some new ideas coming in, but you know, you got to adapt change, and even with the state organization, IAA, change is sometimes difficult to adapt to, but we're working on it.
And obviously we're talking, as I said, we're in Chicago for the IFB annual meeting, and this isn't your first meeting. You're serving as a delegate here. What do you enjoy the most about being in Chicago for this meeting?
Oh, just the camaraderie with all the other counties and working together, setting policy, and the debate on the floor. It's very educational and very exciting.
And, Ken, I'll ask you the same question. What's your favorite part about coming to Chicago for the meeting? Not your first rodeo either.
Nope, I've been doing this for a while, too. And Steve's correct with, you know, you see friends and other people involved with the Farm Bureau that you don't normally get to see throughout the year. And it's nice to visit with them and share ideas and work together on the floor. And just enjoy some time off in the evenings as well.
And once again, members of the Madison County Farm Bureau, Treasurer Ken Wiesman and Vice President Steve Kohler. From the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting in Chicago, I'm Katie Wilson.